This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security has issued a report warning of dangers overcrowding in migrant detention facilities in the border state of Texas. The report came a day after a group of U.S. lawmakers, all Democrats, toured detention centers and denounced the conditions there as, in their words, horrifying, and border officers' behavior as unconscionable. AP's Sagar Magani has more on the story.
When Congressional Hispanic Caucus members visited facilities in Joaquin Castro's home state of Texas yesterday, officials asked kept his.
They said that they changed her medicine.
And released footage from an El Paso facility, saying he wants the public to see the awful conditions, with women crammed into prison-like cells.
There was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
Castro says he hopes Congress will impose standards of care at the facilities along with broader immigration reform. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration on Tuesday gave up its plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. This means the Census Bureau can now start printing forms to be sent to more than 100 court ruled 5-4 last week against the administration's request for a citizenship question on the census, saying it did not meet the standards for a clear explanation for why the administration. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. military jury in San Diego found a decorated U.S. Navy SEAL not guilty of murdering a captive teenager Islamic State militant in Iraq in 2017. Edward Gallagher was also acquitted of two counts of attempted murder, but was found guilty of posing with the corpse of a prisoner. Sole guilty verdict carries a 4-month sentence, but Gallagher spent 9 months in pretrial detention, meaning he will go free. He had been facing life in prison. The defense said Gallagher was framed by junior SEALs under his tough command. European lawmakers are expected Wednesday to choose the president of the European Parliament. The group is meeting in Strasbourg to select new heads of the 28-nation bloc's institutions. Deep divisions among the members have slowed down the process by days. On Tuesday, German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen was named president of the European Council, Commission that is, and Belgium's Prime Minister Charles. French financial expert Christine Lagarde nominated as head of the European Central Bank, and Spanish Foreign Minister Josep Borrell as the EU Foreign Policy Chief. Scientists in Australia say they have used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The teams from Flinders University believe it is the first time a computer has used in its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. Bill Mercer has the story from Sydney.
They say it's the start of a new era in artificial intelligence research. Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky is from Flinders University in Adelaide.
We took existing drugs that we know work. We took examples of drugs that don't work or have failed, and we essentially showed all of that to the AI program called SAM, came up with its own suggestion of what might be an effective adjuvant, which we then took and tested, and sure enough, it worked.
A clinical trial will soon start on 240 volunteers in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And a quick recap of one of our top stories, the Trump administration giving up its plans to include the citizenship question on the 2020 census. The census is very important because it determines how many congressional seats are assigned to each state and how hundreds of billions of dollars here in the U.S. is distributed. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.